Hello. I am a robot. I have been asked to speak for Tony. He wants you to know that he is still on tour with Motion City Soundtrack until the end of July. So, new episodes of Bizarre Albums will return on August 2nd. Until then, please enjoy this episode of Bizarre Singles, originally posted on Patreon. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great
song.
But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre
Singles.
The heat is in the music. The music sets you dancing. The dancing sets her free. Best Strong Pictures presents Dirty Dancing. She thought it would be just another summer vacation.
Who's that?
Oh, them. They're the dance people.
But it turns out to be the time of her life.
Watch me now!
I can't even do the merengue.
He teaches her what she can do.
Sure who you are, but I don't want you to have anything to do with those people again.
Baby, I don't see you running up to Daddy telling him I'm your guy.
Will, with my father, it's complicated. I will tell him.
I don't believe you, baby.
She shows him all he can be.
You gotta stop it now.
I know what I'm doing, Penny.
I'm scared of everything. Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
What they learn from each other feels too good to be wrong. Dancing, starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and Cynthia Rhodes. Get ready for the time of your life.
Dirty Dancing opened in United States movie theaters on August 21st, 1987. The movie starred Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, and it told the story of a young woman, Frances Baby Houseman, who falls in love with a dance instructor named Johnny Castle at a vacation resort. It was a big hit. It made over $214 million worldwide. It would also later become the first movie to sell more than a million copies for home video. But perhaps even more successful than the film was its soundtrack. The Dirty Dancing soundtrack was released on July 18, 1987 on RCA Records. It was a mix of old and new songs, and it would spend 18 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200, and as of 2021, it sold over 32 million copies, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. The soundtrack produced four singles. I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes not only went to number one, but it also won the Oscar for Best Original Song, the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song, and the Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes shared the same songwriters as I've Had the Time of My Life, Frankie Previtt and John DeNicola. It would peak at number four on the Billboard Hot 100. The least successful of the four singles was a song called Yes by Mary Clayton. The song peaked at number 45 on the Billboard Hot 100. You may best know Clayton's voice as the female vocal on the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter, though she's miscredited there, They spelled Mary the traditional M-A-R-Y. In reality, she spells it M-E-R-R-Y, and it's spelled that way because she was born on Christmas Day back in 1948. The other single is the reason we're here today. One of the film's stars, Patrick Swayze, had a song of his own on the soundtrack. She's Like the Wind.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun.
Swayze actually co-wrote the song, too. He co-wrote it alongside Stacy Wiedlitz, someone with not a lot of other credits to his name. He wrote some other songs also with Patrick Swayze that would appear in Swayze's 1989 film Roadhouse. Supposedly Swayze and Stacy Wiedlitz co-wrote the song back in 1984. It was originally intended for the soundtrack of another Swayze film, Grandview, USA, which co-starred C. Thomas Howell and Jamie Lee Curtis, whose character the song was supposed to be written about.
Feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Since Grandview, USA didn't end up using the song, Swayze played a demo of the song for the director and the producer of Dirty Dancing, and they loved the song and passed it along to the soundtrack's executive producers. The song would end up being recorded in November of 1986 with Michael Lloyd, who I talked about on this past week's episode, as the producer.
Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. Feel the breath in my face, her body close to me.
The song is actually credited to Patrick Swayze featuring Wendy Fraser. Despite having 68 appearances on Discogs, every one of her credits is She's Like the Wind appearing on an album or single release. Weirdly, she doesn't appear to be credited, but apparently she sang in The Lion King and can even be heard on the song The Circle of Life. Despite not getting more of these music credits, she does have some movie credits to her name, including a choir member in the Eddie Murphy film that Beach Boy Brian Wilson once declared his favorite movie, Norbit. Seriously, that happened. Look it up. If you don't believe me, Google it. Brian Wilson, Norbit. Oddly, the single's B-side was not another Swayze song, but an old song that appeared on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs song, Stay, from 1960.
Stay! Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell me you're going to...
Though Swayze was known as an actor, singing wasn't new to him. He'd appeared on Broadway as Danny Zuko in the replacement cast of Grease back on Broadway. But this song would be Swayze's only appearance ever on the Billboard charts. She's Like the Wind would peak at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart.
Just
And that's going to do it for this week. I will see you in the main feed on Tuesday. And kind of might be calling an audible this week. So TBD for sure on what this episode's going to be. So stay tuned for a Tuesday mystery. But thank you guys for the support, as always. See you on Tuesday for...